is James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio. Also, He Said He's Stargate. We're on Rumble, VMO, He Said He's Stargate TV, Telegram, a few channels, but we're just barely hanging in on YouTube. We already lost one of our channels. So this censorship is alive and well. But anyway, I wanted to get into a lot of stuff going on right now. I wanted to mention the ships are flying over East City, Hawaii like crazy. The footage is posted on Truth Social, Telegram, and Facebook. So we put most of our stuff. Just go to East City Stargate Official or East City Official, and to any of those, and you can see the footage, because we'll post everything on there right away, and we can play it at the end of the show, hopefully. And so. So stay tuned, you know, right at the end of the show, we're going to post those videos like we did the last show. That was a big hit. Everybody loved it. But unfortunately, a lot of people signed off. So if you missed the footage on the show, thinking the show was over, go back to the last episode and you can see the ships. But it's incredible footage. And it also looks like, unfortunately, we have to address the war between Israel and Palestine. So I give a little different spin on this. You know, this is a 75-year-old conflict and counting, with old wounds and traumas and grudges and extreme prejudice, along with conflicting religious beliefs. So it's a smelly kettle of fish, any way you look at it. And the thing about revenge is a never-ending cycle, breeding more death and destruction. So revenge has never been the answer to anything. And with the new frequencies, it's all coming to a head. So all part of the end time madness. When these energies come in, they're bringing up all these old wounds and traumas and grudges and even grudges between nations. And it's all coming up to be healed and surfaced so we can get back into unity consciousness. So, you know, this is not the only thing we're going to be experiencing. So anyway, it's, you know, all part of the end time madness. Israel was created by the Rothschilds, a wealthy Jewish family who decided to displace tens of thousands of Palestinians to create Israel. You know, over the years, the Palestinians were reduced in number, along with their land, to Gaza Strip, a 5 by 25 mile section filled with poverty and hopelessness. I mean, they're totally dependent on people's donations and things like that. It's sad, you know, what they've become, but you know, the government of Israel wants to exterminate the Palestinians, you know, due to ongoing fighting. And the only thing the Palestinians have left is to die with honor, exacting revenge as a martyr, ensuring a high station according to the religious beliefs in the afterlife. So, some of those beliefs, you'll get 72 virgins and all these other things. And it's kind of crazy. But sadly, it looks like, you know, both will get what they want. Hamas knew what they would bring on themselves by attacking Israel. Revenge and violence has never solved anything. It breeds more revenge and violence. You know, we're not taking sides here. It's just history. History you'll never be told by the lamestream media owned by the Rothschilds and other international banksters, who also control the majority of social media and the war industry. So they finance both sides of every war since Napoleon. And we've all been pawns in those schemes. So anyway, to make a point, you know, here's a map of what has become of Palestine over the years. And so let's show that map. All right. As you can see, Palestine historically was diminishing over the years. Many who resisted were met with extreme prejudice. Know your history before you take sides. Things are not what we're being told by the historical liars and lamestream press. So anyway, we need to do our own research with this. Some unthinkable acts have been carried out on both sides to the level of being unredeemable as a human being. You know, releasing billions to Iran by Obama and now Biden, you know, was the fuel to start the war. You might want to ask, who funded ISIS, the Muslim Brotherhood, who sent over $1 billion in cash to Iran? And why Hillary has a lover, Uma, whose family is in the Muslim Brotherhood. There's a long history of ties to terrorism with the Democratic Party, some Republicans as well. Anyway, there's many photos of John McCain were taken, you know, with top ISIS officials where deals were made behind the scenes. So watch for the wrinkled flags on their coffins. You know, when they have a wrinkled flag on their coffin, it means that, you know, they're basically a traitor. So Having no oversight by Democrats and rhinos concerning the weapons sold to Ukraine or stipulations of how they spend the money allowed the sale of American weapons to Hamas, all funded by American tax dollars. Ukraine is one of the most decadent, corrupt countries on the planet. Most of their leaders are living in lavish homes. Zelensky has several mansions around the world. His wife went on a multi-million dollar shopping spree, you know, buying clothing, diamonds, etc., you know, the most expensive stores you can imagine, you know, while at the same time, you know, Zelensky claims to be out of resources to buy ammunition. Hey, why don't you sell some of those diamonds and clothes and mansions, you know, if you're really serious. Anyway, Ukraine is nothing more than a huge money laundering operation with bioweapons and adrenochrome labs, child and sex trafficking. Its army is filled with Nazis. It's deep state central. And again, nobody wants to touch this information. You know, the Russians have put all of this out, and they have all of the contracts and the paperwork, and a lot of names on that paperwork go right back to the Bidens and other people. So anyway, you know, it's just insane. You know, this has gotten so corrupt and so ugly that I don't, it's probably going to take a poll shift to fix it. So why are some politicians demanding billions more for Ukraine when our country is in dire need? Why are we shoring up other countries' borders and not our own? Is it because they profit from the war, or is there some other takedown America plan unfolding sponsored by the global elite, of which, you know, politicians owe their allegiance to? And look who's been funded by Soros and Schwab and, you know, the global leadership programs coming out of the WEF, and that'll answer your question. You know, you'll see all those guys in there, Obama, Trudeau, all these, I think Macron was in there, all these leaders all came out of that. So anyway, your politicians, you know, screaming death to Hamas to wipe them off the map or in the back pockets of the international banksters. The war industry, many have dual citizenships, highly financed by AIPAC, a pro-Israel political action committee boasting 90% of those they backed won their elections. So this monumental force has come to bear on a 5-by-25-mile strip of land called Gaza. So again, Israel wants to exterminate Hamas. Hamas wants revenge at any cost, and it's looking like both will get what they desire. You know, right now at this point, it's unstoppable unless we get like an alien invasion or something like that by the good guys. But anyway, I don't think that's going to happen. It'd be great if it did. My question is, how does karma fit into this? How can this ancient, never-ending cycle come to an end? Kings and leaders in ancient times promised soldiers heavenly realms with every desire met if they died fighting for them. You know, you do not get into heaven by murdering men, women, and children. Do you think the kings and leaders, you know, made it to the heavenly realms? Most reincarnated in the families and cultures they suppressed. You cannot suppress the masses, gain at the expense of others, and enter into the heavenly realms in service to self. Genocide is a one-way ticket to another realm, and it's not heaven. So the culture and religious grudges have to come to an end. People are taking to the streets in Israel demanding this. Somewhere, someone is going to have to release the past, heal, and forgive. You know, anything else holds you back, lowers your frequency, creates a karmic loop, keeping you on the reincarnational wheel attached to the lower realms. In base terms, what that means is you'll not be incarnating on Earth, for Earth will move beyond your frequency, the vibration of your soul. So I don't know where you're going to go, but it's not going to be on Earth because the Earth is ascending. So have fun with that game. It's coming to an end. This is something the whole world needs to rethink before this escalates out of hand. Remember, there are agreements and treaties with other countries, Russia and China included, making the probability of this escalating into World War III much higher. You know, something many short-sighted, compromised politicians are overlooking. You know, after all, the main goal of their handlers is depopulation. In their own words, they want 7 billion people removed from the planet. That's just one reason why they're trying so hard to whip everyone into a killing frenzy. You know, let us make this clear. We do not support Hamas. The attack on Israel was barbaric. The response will be most likely even more barbaric. Yet we think cool heads prevail. You know, let's get all the facts and do the research before going off half-cocked in ignorance and being misled as usual by the lamestream media. which has also been busted lying and setting up false narratives, staging events. So, like every war, CNN is out there staging events, and they're ducking and they're hiding behind trees with flak jackets on, and it's crazy. And they're miles away from anything, So anyway, it's all they've already been busted doing this again, and they're actually telling a narrative that they want you to believe, and it's not really if you're really at the place, something else is occurring there. So pay attention to that. Anyway, speaking of depopulation, looks like about 17 million people, according to Epoch News, allegedly died due to the experimental vaccines. Many caught COVID after the vaccines and boosters. The ratios between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed showed people had a lot better chance fighting off the virus without being vaccinated using their own immune system. Fast-acting cancers are up 80%. Myocarditis is through the roof in young people. According to fact-checkers, only three people have died due to the experimental vaccines, which is obviously out of touch with reality. These people are. They're misleading you with deadly consequences, and they need to be held accountable. We need a major fact check, fact checkers, and find out where they're getting their financing and who's telling them to say what they're saying, because there's absolutely no research behind it. So anyway, psychiatrists and psychologists are finding a direct link to mental illness, extreme depression from the vaccines. They're saying we cannot ignore this and give proper treatment, giving credence to the saying, bless your soul, you must have been vaxxed. Anyone else notice a change in people after they're vaxxed? Seems an absence of love and joy follows, a lack of critical thinking, along with zero tolerance for those who wanted to retain their DNA intact. Are they angry at themselves for being misled? Might want to direct that anger towards those who forced, influenced, or deceived you. Make sure it doesn't happen again. By the way, masks are a total fail as well. It's like expecting a chain link fence to stop a fart, And so, according to the research, masks provide zero to minuscule protection at stopping a virus. Good hygiene, washing hands regularly, doorknobs, rails, countertops provide much better protection and also get your immune system up. Boosted, eat healthy food, close to the ground. Get away from all the processed food and get all those chemicals and heavy metals out of your body, and your body will take care of you. Take care of your body will take care of you. It's that simple. So anyway, just say no to the face diapers. Wearing one establishes your IQ and to those who did the research. So I know personally when I see somebody wearing the mask, I go, are you kidding me? Like you are so socially engineered. Your critical thinking and research impaired, and that's what your mask is saying. That's, it's a big IQ fail test, when you're wearing those things. So anyway, getting back, the WHO, the CDC, the FDI, all governed by Big Pharma, continue to ignore the statistics by Bayer's and other European countries, continuing in the bald-faced lie, vaccines are safe and effective. They're going as far as making it mandatory for children to meet their immunization schedules necessary to attend school. Many European and other countries are banning the mRNA vaccines, and including the states in the US. A lot of states in the US are banning them, so most European countries are already banning them. So the only effective thing brought about by the vaccines is depopulation, which, according to Agenda 21 and now 30, is the New World Order end goal. Bill Gates made it very clear vaccines would be the path to depopulate the planet. So he did that on TED Talks. So check that out. The global elite spelled out their depopulation plans in detail. And have you researched their plans for humanity, Agenda 21 and 30? You'll own nothing and be happy eating bugs, living in abject poverty as slaves, totally dependent on them. Once 7 billion of you are removed. That's why they blew up the Georgia Guidestones. I made it very clear. The Georgia Guidestones said their whole agenda, written in stone, and people go, oh, what a nice monument. Go read it. You can't read it anymore because they blew it up. Thank God. So anyway, the Green New Deal also only benefits the green-skinned reptilians. So Do you think they'll ascend with the planet along with their minions that sold their souls for power and wealth? Do you think they're trying? Why do you think they're trying so hard to keep the frequencies down? You know, the more pain, suffering, and death, the better. You know, their Illuminati gods, Baal, Moloch, and Baphomet, feed off of it. And so these are all sacrifices to their gods. You know, we have to come to terms with that. We've been infiltrated. So, anyway, we can do better. We have to find the courage and impeccable integrity within. We have to live in service to others under universal law. The predation and gain at the expense of others has to end if we're going to ascend with the planet. Those who are not frequency specific to the ascension of Earth will remove themselves. Their karma and downward spiral will be accelerated. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all is universal law. It's also referred to as unity consciousness. It's the destiny of Earth, and adhering to it determines who stays. Genocide on either side will never bring peace. Releasing the past, the cultural grudges, wounds, and traumas with forgiveness is the only way out. Observing, you know, without preconditioned bias, listening for fair solutions is another beneficial path. There's an old saying, you cannot take or keep from another what is not yours. So the universe will find balance. So there is no gain, you know, maybe not in this lifetime, but in lifetimes to come. Yes, we are eternal, and it's a matter of where you want to express in the days to come. So time to find the courage and impeccable integrity to live according to universal law. Everything is being accelerated. The higher realms are supporting those who choose to move in that direction. This includes the ascended masters, the spiritual and technologically off-world visitors, you know, those in the interior, the inner earth, and our ancient ancestors all operate according to universal law. And so we need to get with the program. You know, I see them all the time just going, oh God, where are they going? They're doing it again. They're doing, and they're just going, and some of them have been doing it for a couple thousand years. So time for us to do our part. Anyway, so let's raise our frequencies back up and get to the Q&A, followed by some wonderful videos of the ships. For those who say it's unspiritual to address these matters, I have a question. Is it spiritual to live in denial, in fear of addressing these issues? Have you mastered loving detachment necessary to be full of service, you know, be full service, address any issue? Ignoring a problem without shedding light on it only allows it to grow unchecked. Half-truths are half-truths. Confucius says, man with head in clouds stumble in ditch. So think about that. We need to really get a balanced approach to this and realize there's two sides to the coin. There always has been. So on that note, let us get back to the Q&A and we'll see how this goes.
It seems many global triggers have been set in hypergear as of late. May you please elaborate on the greater energies at play in our solar system, the galaxy, and the universe, which are triggering these events?
God, that was a long one. What was the first part again?
It seems many global triggers have been set in hypergear as of late.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you elaborate on the greater energies at play in the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe, which are triggering these events?
Okay, so okay, this is a multi-dimensional event that goes all the way back to source. So the source is pressing in. And the first thing that we're going to see basically is the sun expanding, the thrown off coronal mass ejections, the Schumann resonance going crazy. You know, that's going to create it's going to create social and economic changes. It's going to create weather, severe weather. It's going to create an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And those are some of the physical things we're going to see. We're going to see like the end time madness escalating, and that's what's triggering all these events. So it's coming from the source itself. Now, if you go from the source, you have the dimensions, you know, and we're fully aware of at least 13 dimensions that we've worked with. So these higher dimensions are also pressing in and bringing in universal law and their unity consciousness or higher consciousness in on the planet. And so this is all pressing in. And so the earth is rising too. The earth is ascending herself to the next level. And there's these guys caught in the middle. And those are the people that, just believe they're a body and a personality. And they operate from the first three chakras, survival, sex, and power. They're not in the heart. They don't even realize there's chakras beyond that. And these people are just running around like chickens with their heads cut off, not knowing what's going on. And they're subject to the external games and realities unfolding. So that's why we all need to go within and raise our frequencies and connect to the higher levels of consciousness so we can see things clearly from a higher level. But so anyway, that's kind of how it goes. The more, like Babaji said once, he said, a lot of these people are going to experience this. Some are going to get hit like a brick, and some are going to get hit like a feather. And it depends on your level of consciousness as to what you experience.
Do you have any tips on staying informed without dropping your personal frequency?
Loving detachment. Yeah. So anyway, I have friends. I won't mention their names. And I mean, they're on their computers. They're saying every cuss word. Shut up. They're freaking out over what. I can't believe they did that. And they're just freaking out. And that's a form of pollution too. You're polluting the mental realms and the astral realms when you do that. And so you can observe, become the observer with loving detachment, and say, this is what's happening, this is what's happening. We're all eternal. We're all gonna figure this out someday. It may take us more than one lifetime. And look at things from a higher level. And then you don't get so caught up in all this stuff. But when you're looking at it from your physical reality and your first three chakras, survival, sex, and power, and you're not operating from a higher level, practicing, just that the basic loving detachment and unconditional love and things like that, you can't see it for what's really happening. So the chaos is part of the healing. So when you see a chaos, go, okay, we're on, we're moving forward. This is everything coming up to be healed. And that, hope that helps. That's basically how I see it.
How relevant are the Artemis Accords to our future?
Bizarre.
I'll read what the
Yeah, go
artist.
ahead and read what the Artemis Accords are so people know.
The Artemis Accords is a non-binding multilateral arrangement between the United States government and other world governments participating in the Artemis program, an American-led effort to return humans to the moon by 2025, with the ultimate goal of expanding space exploration to Mars and beyond.
Okay. So in a way, this is a really bad joke because the moon is artificial. It's a terraforming planet. It was brought here in the very beginning to help terraform Earth. And there was a war and it was taken over by the reptilians, and then the higher beings took it over again. The reptilians took it back. It's been going back and forth for a while. And so it's had multiple purposes over the years. And so we've been going back and forth with our secret space fleet, all throughout the galaxy. We're even jumping dimensions right now. So this is kind of a bad joke. It's like NASA sending space shuttles up into the air when we have anti-gravity and counter-gravity. We've had that since the 60s. We've had ships that could go back and forth to Mars and the moon. So it's window dressing, another to keep you paying your taxes, and oh, we're gonna, Mars is inhabited too, and we have bases there as well.
Will open conflict in Israel get us closer to the end or down the wrong path?
Closer conflict with Israel?
Will open
Oh,
conflict
open
get us
conflict.
closer to the end or down the wrong path?
Some of this has to happen because it's a process. It's a healing process, and all the anger and the has to come up, and then you're going to have the other people that have separated themselves from that, and that's happening in Israel right now. You have a huge movement right now. People are coming to the street saying, "Knock this off! Stop it! Stop! We need to treat everybody equally. We need to choose peace and things like that." So it's funny how they're having these major gatherings, you know, thousands and thousands of people, could have been millions, I'm not sure, but we're saying, hey, we're in protesting against the Israeli government. So, God, lo and behold, all of a sudden there's this massive, seemed like an orchestrated attack by Hamas. And to bring all the people together again and say, see, we told you so. And so, you know, and everybody's being used as pawns here, you know, to keep these other guys in charge. So, I don't, I think we determine where it goes. The masses, when we wake up, we'll determine where it goes. And if we stop participating, you know, in these bloodbaths and stop financing them and hold our leaders accountable that have been financing them, then they'll finally come to an end.
Was the Earth ever really under quarantine? Evidently, we have solar warden jump rooms to Mars and bases all over the galaxy. Please give your thoughts on this.
I think there's been times where the Earth was under quarantine, and then there was agreements made to allow us to go certain places and do certain things under a watchful eye. And I know we've probably broken all those agreements, as we always do. And you know, there is a higher force observing all this stuff and keep trying to keep things in check. And there's a multi-dimensional war going on between, you know, the Orion Alliance, which are reptilians and grays and a lot of other dubious beings, some insectoid beings and things like that. And then you've got the Orion Council of Light, which are the good guys who went through these wars and were victorious, and they're coming to Earth to help us out right now. You've got the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Sirians, the Arcturians, trying to think of who, Arcturians more play an educational role, but the Andromedans are, you know, 8 to 10 foot tall light beings with light ships, massive triangular ships. If they light one up, it's like 10,000 suns. You know, it would actually block our sun out if one moved in front of it and turned on its force field. But the there's so many beings coming in right now to help us. I mean, I can't even name them all, you know, that are part of helping us right now. We asked them what about the technological advancement or firepower concerning these low-level ETs, you know, these degenerate ETs, what's the ratio? And they said on a scale of 1 to 10, we're an 8 and they're a 2. So anyway, they're gonna have their run, and it's not gonna work out well for them in the end. And we all know God wins and light wins, you know, period. So in the end, so we're just walking through the dregs of time until that's finished.
All right, this is a long one, so I'm going to paraphrase it. This woman is in far north Queensland, and she sees ships regularly flashing and powering up, and they pulse. But just recently, a ship flashed really brightly and then stayed in the same spot for 10 minutes. And that's happened a couple times, and this is new to her, and she's wondering. And she said one had a neutral feeling and one had a good feeling. And she's wondering if you've experienced this, and when they stop like that, what does that mean?
Yeah, we've been seeing that here. I've been seeing that here, especially. I've seen them parked right in front of Orion system,
Remember that
or
one during the yoga event?
yeah. And then during the yoga event, we had one come right over the house and just sat there during the
For
day
hours.
and for hours. And it was morphing. It looked like a pyramid when you looked at it. It looked like a square. It looked like a circle of light. It got bigger and smaller. It was morphing into all these different geometric patterns. And I've seen that before. It's like the pillar clouds that were a fire by night. I saw a ship turn into a pillar cloud, and then it turned into an arrowhead, and then it turned into another, just a gold light ship, and then it turned into a pillar, back to a pillar again. And I think about that, I go, okay, where were pillar clouds and arrows in the sky? And you know, you think about this through history, these guys have been around a long time, and they've been guiding us and helping us to move forward and evolve. So yeah, it's happening a lot. A lot of times where they are stationary will tell you where they're from, because a lot of times they'll park right next to the Pleiades or the Orion system or something like that. So We've seen that a lot right now, and I saw one actually last night. No, the night before last, I filmed a few of them, and they were just going nuts. I mean, they were pulsing, and there's no planet there, and they're bigger than the planets, and it was just big pulses of light going off. And obviously they're parked there for a reason. They're doing something.
Yeah, it feels really intentional when you see them like
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. I go, that planet. I go, no, that's not Jupiter. That's not Venus. It's definitely not Mars, so.
What is this 10 days of darkness I keep hearing about?
Yeah, we've been hearing about 10 days of darkness for a long time, and a lot of people are talking about a major ship could actually pull in front of the sun. Some of the ships are that big. Also too, it could be the grid going down and the internet going down, and that's a strong possibility of the whole everything going down and then a whole new system booting up. That'll be much more fair, and much it'll be attached to the fearless energy and the higher technologies and a whole different internet grid. So there's a lot of things on that. There's a lot of ways that can come out. There might be multiple days of darkness, other people talk about celestial events where we move to a certain area and we go through this null zone, where there's darkness. So I have to look more into that because I think there's going to be multiple events happening.
Is our sun inhabited? If so, in which dimension?
Okay, we're going to lose a lot of people on this one but let me explain this. The sun is inhabited. There are beings on the sun. These beings are not physical beings, they're light beings. If you're a physical being, you're probably going to fry unless you've got some incredible shielding. And they do have ships that can fly through the suns, which are actually portals. They're portals to other dimensions. And if you look at the sun, those dark spots on the sun is because it's a portal to another dimension. It's extremely cold on the inside, extremely hot in the event horizon. So it's not, the suns aren't what people think. And so I have actually photographs of the sun, and you can see these like winged god beings and all kinds of different beings that are spiritual. They're not physical. And so the sun, the heat's not going to bother them. And so that's the only way to explain that. But there's definitely beings. The sun, when the sun hits the earth, light comes with consciousness. And so we're constantly getting bombarded by a higher consciousness and energy with the light. Whether or not we attune to that is up to us. Again, if we think we're a body and a personality running around, we're not going to be aware of that. If we know we're a spirit, we're going to be receiving messages. And if we know we're a light being, there's an aspect of us that's a light being that's connected to that, we're going to get information as well. So it just depends on your reference points and how evolved you are, basically.
Here's another sun question. Our poles are moving and we have a giant ozone hole allowing those light rays in. I saw a video saying the sun is shifting polarity. Any ideas on where these changes are leading us? Polarity change without the cataclysm? Question mark.
Definitely, we're going through a magnetic pole shift. As far as a physical pole shift, I was told a long time ago, and I don't know if that's timeline is still in effect, but that the Earth was going to go back to its original place, which is, I think it's a 30 degree something shift. It's going to go back to its original place. It's been off balance from an event that happened a long time ago, and that's when everything comes into balance on the planet and we go back into peace. And at one time the Earth had a dense cloud cover around it, and it was 70 degrees everywhere, and the sun never actually hit the Earth because of this dense cloud cover. And the Atlanteans messed that one up with their technology and dropped the firmament, which created the great floods and everything else. So they screwed that one on. They screwed the pooch on that one. But it's our history isn't, even our carbon dating, there's a huge period of time where the sun didn't hit the earth, so carbon dating's out. There's a lot of things that we need to factor in when we're trying to date things. But I know our civilized, very advanced civilizations were on Earth 300 million years ago. And we know that because there's glass tunnels that go throughout the planet. And some of these tunnels are 300 million years old. So right there, that just screws your history. So they're very advanced cultures that could build tunnels and melt rock and probably cut and levitate any stone they want where and put it wherever they want. And had that technology, which explains a lot of these megalithic buildings, you know.
Have you listened to Dr. Brian Artis? He talks about snake venom being in our water. What do you think?
I'll tell you something, the receptors for snake venom, what blocks them is nicotine. So these nicotine patches are great, you know, for blocking that. And also too, they're saying they're in the water, they're in the jabs, they're everywhere. And, you know, these serpent beings are kind of running the show with the reptilians and the other ones. So it all ties together when you think about it. But I think we really need to listen to these guys. You know, they've got some amazing information. They've done the research. They know what's in the jabs. They know how to counteract it. And we need to start taking personal responsibility. And there's Dave, God, I'm trying to remember his last name, Dave something, who he's the legal guy that just rips him. I don't know. I'll put his on Telegram. I'll put it up on Telegram again. I keep forgetting his name, last name. But a lot of these guys are just bringing out the real truth about what's going on here, and we need to start listening. So I think he's doing great work, and a lot of the frontline doctors, all these people are, you know, they know what's things. They've done the research, and they've used dark field microscopy, I can say it, and microscopes basically, and they know exactly the effects and what's in everything and how to avoid it.
Can you tell us more about chemtrails and weather manipulation and what they are trying to do to us and the Earth?
Know, if you look up geoengineering, all the technologies are there, all the they're doing so many different things. You know, they say if you own the weather, you own the world. You know, so you control the weather, you control the world. That's one thing. I mean, they can create a hurricane, they can accelerate it, amplify it, they can stop it, they can move it, they can create tornadoes, they can create rain, they can create floods. They have all the technology, not just our government, but China has it, Russia has it as well. But they have this technology. It's been around for a long time. And they also use it. And one of the more nefarious stuff in the chemtrails is they're using a lot of barium and aluminum, and that's stopping the uptake of water to the trees. It's killing the forest. It's turning everybody into a big antenna. These heavy metals are toxic. You know, we have to get them out of our system. And there's so many different agendas going on with these chemtrails, and I think none of them good. They just need to leave nature alone.
What are your thoughts on what MB just revealed in Michael Jaco's show?
Yeah. Who's MD? MB?
MB.
MB.
I have no idea who she's.
Yeah, I don't either. MB. When you ask questions, you have to be more specific because I'm kind of not in the loop of who else is saying what out there. I don't do the research. There's so many channel messages and insiders and you know other people saying they're secret space fleet guys. There's so much stuff out there. I kind of miss a lot of it. I don't go into it. I get my information from some very tried and true sources. And you know, it's there's people out there saying you don't have to do anything, you know, the heaven is coming, and we're all going to sing Kumbaya and eat goji berries and fly in our anti-gravity and counter-gravity ships And you know, in the future, that's true. Those things are probably going to happen. But right now, we need to, you know, pay attention to what's happening around us now and deal with it.
Can you share processes that you have used to help remember past lives?
You know, actually, to be honest with you, I kind of got a cheat, a cheat in that one because I was already meditating and I was aware of several of my past lives, and they come in dreams and visions when you meditate, and you'll have access to them and things like that. But when the Orion Council of Light came, they hit me in the chest with a beam of light, and three gold balls of energy went boom and hit me in the chest. And I have photographs of the mark it left, and it turned into a triangle and a heart, and then went away and left a gold sheen on it. But the it what it did is those three gold contained in those three gold balls was all of my memories, off-world memories, ancient memories here on Earth. All of that were in those balls. And so after that, you know, I was pulled up on the ship and I talked to Malia with the Orion Council of Light, and I said, she's a six-dimensional being. Their ships are not physical, they're plasma ships. And I asked her, you know, I feel like, what's going on? I said, I go, hey, I want physical proof that this is real, and that this is a real event, not just a dream. And she said, you have all the proof you need. She said, but you need to go back, because if you stay here much longer, you'll have trouble adjusting back to the earth frequencies. And so, and then next thing you know, I was back in the body. And I was sitting in the bathtub, you know, and I get up and look in the mirror, and I got this big burn mark. And it wasn't painful or anything. It was just that higher conscious energy interacting with my physical body that created it. And so all the memories were returned. And I think through meditation and set the intention, I want to know who I am, why I'm here. And that's what I did. I was in the bathtub meditating, and I said, I don't care if it kills me. I want to know why I'm here. What this is all about, why are these ships here, how it ties into the spiritual realms and the religious icons of the past. You know, I wanted all the answers, and I got them. You know, so if you set the intention and focus on it, the more you work on towards that, and the more you meditate with that intention, the more this is going to be revealed to you.
Can cats sense if we were feline beings?
Yeah, definitely cats will sense if you're a feline being. You know, most people that were a feline being in the past will have cats all around them. And I know when I was a little kid, I went to my dad had this friend that worked for NASA, and he was showing me all the little parts of the capsule and how they used kind of like an epoxy with a honeycomb thing, how they made these things and everything. And they had this huge cat. And this cat just didn't like anybody. When anybody came in the room, it just left. And so they're sitting there talking. The cat just walks in and jumps in my lap, you know. And the guy looks over me and says, you know, there's something different about you, because that cat doesn't like anybody, you know. So it does happen. Yeah. And they, you know, and a lot of people have a real aversion to cats, and they're actually allergic to cats. And a lot of that's because you were thrown to the lions, you know, in the Christian
Oh,
times.
gosh.
So there's a lot of different things happening there.
Could it be possible that scare event, system breakdown, and full disclosure will come hand in hand?
The scare event.
Scare event, system breakdown, and full disclosure will come hand in hand.
Well, first of all, full disclosure, we've had contact for 40 plus years. I've had contact all my life, but it's documented for over 40 years. And so disclosure's already happened. And it's happened to those who met the requirements, you know, those who rose their frequencies. And when you're on the path to enlightenment, they're going to find you. So disclosures happen. There's some people that, what's the point in disclosure? What are they going to do with it? You know, they're going to go on Facebook and talk about it. But it's, you know, talk about how special they are. Yeah, I saw a ship and they told me I'm the chosen one. You know, it's like, so there's no purposeful good in those kind of contacts with the higher dimensional beings. But Those people that operate under universal law, that are in service to humanity, the earth, those are the people that are going to be contacted. A lot of times the government says, we don't know who they are. They're right, because they haven't been contacted. They haven't met the requirements. And so, it's all about, it's a personal journey, and it takes personal responsibility if you're going to have those experiences. And that's just the way it is. We have to rise to the occasion.
People are getting more insane every day. Can we have any insight to the flip you talked about?
The flip. Well, I think we're going to hit a point where we hit critical mass. And what's happening is, what the energy is coming in is a great amplifier. It's going to amplify everything. And those on the downward spiral, that's going to be amplified. Those operating outside of universal law, that karmic, their karma is going to be amplified, and the time between the event, the action, and the reaction is going to be increased. So they're on their way out. And the people that choose universal law and that are in service to humanity, earth, their frequencies are being amplified. And so they're moving up, and they're going to have more abilities. They become more telepathic. Their salamander gene is going to be activated. They can heal themselves. They're going to have all kinds of intense things happen. And with them, they'll be able to start bilocating and see the future and the past and everything. And so that's happening on a huge scale, especially telepathy. And so eventually, I think it's going to further and further and further. And then there's going to be a bifurcation of worlds and different timelines and pop, So that's the way it was explained to me.
Is the RV, Jisara, and Zims real and going to happen? And will it be this year?
Well, the money's real. I mean, everybody has the notes and the monies and the dinars and the Zims and everything else. So that's real. Whether it's going to be cashed in and at what value, anybody knows. I don't know. I was watching that a long time ago, and I kind of stopped watching it because they gave so many false start dates that, it'd be nice to have a big chunk of money to do what I'd like to do here on the planet. And we already have the land, everything's ready to create these rejuvenation centers, and some of the technologies here is already here. That would be a great boon to have those funds to do that. But I think it's timing, because a lot of very negative people have invested in this just because of pure greed. And these people have a very nefarious past, as far as what they've done to humanity, earth. And so these people probably need to be taken out or removed. A lot of them have been. And when things are all in place and ready to go, they'll flip the switch. And I think things are going to, we'll go into that quantum financial system, and everything else is going to be totally different. But, the main thing is the international banksters are collapsing, and they need to go because they've been suppressing humanity and keeping us in base poverty for God knows how long. And that has to come to a close.
I would like to ask for your view on the inhabitants of Tartaria. Were they a hybrid race? What happened to them that they all vanished? When was the end of that empire?
Okay, Tartaria. I've done some research into it, and I've gotten different stories. It's kind of hard to put it all together, but Heidi
Tahana.
Tahana.
HYDEETHANA.
Can you do that again?
HYDEETHANA. You can search her on just a Google search, and she has done a lot of research about Tartaria.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I've done research on it, and, it went from Siberia to, Philadelphia. There's buildings, there's all these buildings that we still can't even create today. Technology is amazing. So they I guess they said the great mud floods happened. Maybe it was some kind of a pole shift, or they were taken out because they were too advanced. I don't know. There's so many different stories, but I think Heidi has most information on her side.
Gosh, last one. Do you think the Israel war is a distraction that was planned?
Yeah, the Israel war. Nothing makes sense about that. That should have never happened. They should have been aware of it way before anything happened. They probably were. I think there was another plan set up, to make this war happen. And we need to really do some research. We need to have cool heads and do some research before we jump into anything.
Was it prophesized?
Yeah, it's been prophesized, and they're saying Magog, like Russia, is going to get involved in all these other countries, and we don't want to go there. That's not where we want to go. We want to put an end to that. So we need to keep some real cool heads and do some major research before jumping into this, or shouldn't jump into it at all, basically. But anyway, on that note, we're out of time, so we're going to have to sign off. And so again, hang on, because we're going to play some good UFO footage at the end. And to raise everybody's frequency and let you know that they're here, get over it, and they're here to help us in our own ascension, our own awakening and healing process. So anyway, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and we'll see you next Saturday. Good night.
Chaser. Little guy behind him.